Diego Braun is just 22, and he's already living the life he dreamed of while he was a student at Bolivar High School, touring with national recording artists. The road that led Braun to where he is today started in Mexico City, where he was born. He doesn't remember much about the time before he and his sister, mom and dad, came to the United States.
I don't know if it's that I try to block it out or something else, but my parents, we didn't have a lot of money, and the culture in Mexico, there are rumors, basically, that in the U.S., like, there's money laying on the street, and there's so much opportunity, and everybody's going to become a millionaire.
His parents brought their kids to Bolivar, Missouri, where an uncle was starting a Mexican restaurant. According to Braun, that's so the family could have a better life than they had in Mexico. Diego was 6 or 7 years old when they arrived, and none of the family spoke English.
That was, like, the biggest obstacle for all of us was how in the world are we going to communicate with people.
But they picked up English fairly quickly. It was harder for his parents, Braun said, who still have a thick Mexican accent. It was tough at times being in a rural Missouri community with a mostly Caucasian population.
There were moments where people would dig, you know, at the fact that I was Mexican or my parents were. I actually remember this one moment. My mom actually came home crying because she was at Walmart and somebody from across the Walmart had actually just yelled, like, "You're a wetback." And my mom was just so taken back by the fact that somebody would be that cruel, I guess.
Kids would sometimes make fun of the way his parents talked and make other hurtful comments. But he thanks them now for being, quote, "my fire to becoming what I am today." But there were plenty of kind-hearted people as he grew up, and he had lots of friends. One of those friends invited Braun to her church youth group when he was about 14. He kept going back and started listening to Christian music. He asked his mom to take him to Springfield for Winter Jam, where several Christian rock groups were performing.
And that night, I remember seeing everything and seeing this big tour and people on stage and all the music I'd been pouring myself into. And I remember that night I prayed as a 15-year-old kid. And I said, "God, like, if this is a desire that you have for me to be, like, in this industry whenever I grow up, like, take everything that I am and lead me and guide me to where you want me to go."
Then he says he let it go, knowing it was a huge dream for someone from a small town. At Bolivar High School, he sang in the choir, and he taught himself to play guitar. After he graduated in 2015, he was sent to go to James River Leadership College with plans to become a youth minister, but he wasn't entirely sure that's the direction he wanted to go. He met a man named Nathan Johnson at a Christian music festival in Kansas City who told him that if he wanted to get into the business, he needed to move to Nashville. So Braun decided if his mom supported him, he was meant to go.
She said, "I know that God would be with you, and I know you have good discernment and instinct." And she said, "Go do it, and if you fail, if you fall, if you need to come back, there's always college, there's always home."
He arrived in Nashville with a dream and a phone number for Nathan Johnson, who, though surprised that Braun had actually moved, agreed to meet for lunch. That led to a gig with a recording studio where, for the first couple of months, Braun said he just watched and learned. Braun ran into a friend from his new church one day at the studio and told him this as he was leaving.
"If there's anything ever I can do for you, let me know."
The next morning, he got a text from his church friend.
"Hey, man, I'm not sure if you're serious or not, you know, about working, but if you are, I have a tour that leaves tonight." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like, I'm going to have to go do laundry. I've never been on tour before. I don't even know what to expect. What do I bring? What do I do? What's going on, you know?" And so since that text, it just hasn't stopped. Like, it's, my life was forever changed by that one text from Andy.
The first tour was with singer Natalie Grant, where he worked as a stage manager learning on the job. It was Grant who encouraged Braun to start the process of becoming a U.S. citizen when he was 18. Braun had been talking to one of Grant's backup singers, also Hispanic, about his status in the U.S. and how he didn't yet have enough money to move forward with citizenship.
In a couple of hours, Natalie texts me and she says, "Hey, can you come on my bus real quick?" So I jump on her bus and I sit down and she says, "Hey, I hear that you're not a citizen." I said, "Yeah." She said, "What's holding you back? You know, like, why won't you become a citizen?" And I said, I'm working and I'm saving up my money, you know, to become a citizen." And she said, "Wow." And she said, "Just tell me how much it is. I don't care if it's thousands of dollars, $10,000, whatever it is, tell me how much money that you need, and I'll write you a check right now for it.
And Grant followed through with her promise. Braun studied hard for the test and interview. There are 100 possible questions that can be asked, he says, and he was asked about 10. He passed, and in January of this year, in a courtroom in Nashville, Braun took the oath of citizenship during a ceremony that he describes as incredible.
My family, you know, drove all the way to Nashville to see it, and it was in a courtroom, and what was really, really neat about it was there were about 60 different countries represented there.
The judge had each person stand up and say what country they were from.
You could see in one room, you know, 60 different countries, ethnicities. I mean, the way people would talk and their accents or, you know, just it was incredible to see. It was like I was looking at the whole world in one room.
His mom became a U.S. citizen a year and a half ago. His dad and sister are going through the process to become citizens.
As a family coming to Bolivar, Missouri, you know, in 2001, I would have never, ever thought, you know, imagined, you know, me able to, you know, attain a passport and go to other countries and, you know, not live with the fear of being deported, essentially.
One of Braun's mentors is T.J. McClure, now a seventh grade teacher at Bolivar Middle School, who Braun met while in the youth group at the first church he attended.
Whenever he first shared with me really his mom's story of some of the things that she went through, you know, in some of the scares with deportation and some of that stuff, it really hit home for me what he was dealing with and what was in front of him.
McClure is proud of Braun for going after his dream and succeeding. Braun is still trying to figure out what he wants to do with the rest of his life. He just wrapped up a tour as a photographer for Toby Mac. He's worked with Danny Gokey, Sidewalk Prophet, CeCe Winans, Kim Walker Smith, Big Daddy Weave, and more. He's currently in Israel with Chris Tomlin. He's a singer, songwriter, guitar player himself, but he sees how hard it is to be on the road all the time, and he isn't sure he wants to pursue a career as a musician anymore. He's happy doing what he does. And he gets home to Bolivar occasionally for Mother's Day and Christmas. For KSMU in the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.